O'clock.
Okay.
I call the January 21st, 2025, regular board meeting of Glencoe Park District to order. Lisa, please call the roll and state the time.
It's 7 p.m. Commissioner Boren?
Yes.
Commissioner Covey?
Here.
Commissioner Snyder?
Here.
Commissioner Spector?
Here.
President Spain?
Here. Okay. Consent agenda items A, B, and C are routine. Does any commissioner want any item pulled from the consent agenda items?
Nope.
Hearing none, I entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda items as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Boren?
Yes.
Commissioner Covey?
Yes.
Commissioner Snyder?
Yes.
Commissioner Spector?
Yes.
President Spain?
Yes. Okay, it doesn't seem like we have anybody from the public today, so we can move forward. 10 months of the fiscal year are complete. The report is available in the board packet. John will share a synopsis of the report and answer questions.
Thank you, President Spain. Good evening, everyone. There are 2 months of reports in the packet this evening, both November and December. I'll focus primarily on the December monthly financial analysis here. So we see program revenue continuing to look very strong, with about 9.5% top line revenue increase from the prior year. Children's Circle Department has excess revenue over expenditures of approximately $275,000, which is in line with what we've been projecting. Fitness looks good there, $6,500 excess over expenditures. Beach and boating, we'll continue to see those expenses trickle in for the remainder of the fiscal year, the next 2 months, to the tune of about $25,000 a month. Wider, we'll just point out, revenue is down compared to last year at this time. It's a combination of past sales, which weather has not been great this year, not the most conducive to selling ice cream season passes here. And we passed on some expenses, some capital expenses this year that we've incurred specifically related to leakage in the cooling floor and R22 purchases that increased our expenditure. There you see that at approximately $275,000 compared to $235,000 in the prior year. G&A at 4.5% increase. Similar increase in parks expenditures, 4.7%. And then rent, admin, and corporate admin. Again, we've pretty much collected most of our property tax levy for the 2023 levy. We'll start to see our 2024 levy dollars hopefully coming in within the next couple of weeks. Government is back on in line with their typical distribution schedule. But beyond the differences in the transfers for the admin department, it's pretty similar results as the to the prior
year. That I'd be happy to address any questions. Thank you. We're moving to the executive director report.
Great. John and the team have been busy working on the 25-26 fiscal year budget that will be presented in either committee or board meeting. I need 2 board volunteers for Boards and Bites. That's our intergovernmental cooperation, event where the community has an opportunity to come and talk to all elected officials from all of our 4 different government bodies. And that's February 1st from 10:30 a.m. to 12 at Weinberg. We are hosting it. So I just need 2, can't be more than 2. So
I can do it. I'm going to be there for ice skating.
Okay, great.
For Margo.
I can do it.
And Bart, thank you. Perfect. Appreciate that.
I'll be there at like 10:50.
That's fine.
Okay.
Bart can hold the fort down and me. So
John knows where I'll be.
Skating. Kyle and I met with Phil and Monica from the village to discuss the placement of the greenhouse. So we are looking, it was in your board packet, for the location to be right next to the community garden. And also a tree nursery to be placed alongside the tennis courts. So both cooperative agreements, so we're in discussion with that with them, so we're very excited about that. Takes it out of the park right next to the community garden. We're working on agreements now, and we'll bring it to the board in the future unless there's any objections to that.
So are they selling them from there? Like it's a, like they're going to sell the tree?
The tree, oh no, no, it's for us only. So Village will have half the tree nursery. You want to talk to it if you like?
Yeah, so the initial discussions are about it, and page 67 of the board packet, the red square where the proposed tree nursery is, essentially be split 50-50 down the middle. We'd be responsible for our half of the trees, which would be grown for our use and plant in our parks. They'd be responsible for their half of the trees being placed on their parkways.
So we would plant them very small, the theory is, and then they would grow and it would be a cheaper way to replenish our tree population. So we could pick our varieties that we want to place, you know, compatible with our tree inventory. So we will be having a community meeting for both of these subjects. We'll be sending out letters to the neighbors in that area. It'll be on Zoom, because we usually find in February that's a better way to get attendance. So we'll share with the board if we have any community concerns. We don't foresee any. It really actually acts as a nice buffer to the train station for the neighbors. Probably the biggest thing is that, you know, 7 years in, we'll take them out and plant new ones, and they're small again, so that cycle will go on. So we also met with the Park District of Highland Park about partnering on their new pickleball court. By partnering means we won't have any expenses. Our residents would get resident rates at their facility in exchange for resident rates at Weinberg Skating. Because of the disparaging number of residents between Glencoe and Highland Park, we also asked if we could have resident rates on group swim lessons. So we're excited about that too. So we're gonna go ahead and move forward with that if no one has any disagreement on that.
Do we have many Highland Park members at Weinberg today?
23.
Okay, so there's no real loss there.
Yep.
Okay, nope. Thank you.
Right, and what they want is that they do a outdoor non-refrigerated hockey rink that's very, very labor intensive to, you know, put the boards up and then freeze it. In normal winters, this one's probably a little different, they get ice skating for maybe a week. And so they're looking for opportunity for their hockey players to come over. That's where they think the real draw will be. And we have the capacity to bring in more people. They're not thinking hundreds, they were thinking maybe 100, if that. So they, on their ice rink, they get about 25 to 30 hockey players.
So by making it more attractive, even though it's a resident rate, we're going to bring in more revenue.
Exactly. Yeah.
I think this is really a great opportunity and great to have that additional way to speak to the community that we're adding pickleball capacity.
That's exactly.
Going to be received really well. Mm-hmm. And on the swimming, everyone says in the surveys they want a swimming pool. So at least between this and Northbrook, we are offering things at
exactly.
resident rates. So.
Yep, without paying the large infrastructure costs of both of those amenities.
It's great.
So that's awesome.
Good job.
So great, thank you. We're excited about that.
How many courts do they have?
It's not open yet. They're building now, I believe 10, right?
Oh, there's 10 for the ball, and then they also have 4 panel, which is really up and coming, almost very similar to pickleball. Kind of mix between tennis, squash, and pickleball. So 14 courts total, year-round, seasonal, dome, just up 41 that right by the target. So about 10 is over here.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're excited about that padel because not many people have that. So
would this be any way of like us a reason for us to reduce the amount of courts we put here?
That would be up to the board to decide. These will be indoor courts. So we will be having discussion. Do we say March on the Shelton court? So right now we have 6 at Weinberg, correct? We have 2 going in at West dedicated, and then discussion still has to be had with the 2 courts at Shelton. So,
but I think too, Lisa, when we were chatting about this, that right now we've been offering pickleball in the gym, and we
correct.
Really need the gym space for something else. So this would be a superior option to the gym, but we wouldn't be necessarily adding it might be replacing existing indoor to some extent?
Yeah, we'll probably still have pickleball here in the gym, but they want more, and we are not able to accommodate more. Mm-hmm. So this...
Yeah, this I think it's similar to like house travel basketball. I think our goal is to get people to the sport when they hit that point, which they are more of an intermediate to advance. They got an option. We still want to be that venue for beginners. But I think this will be a facility that anyone who's just kind of got past that beginner stage, they've taken beginner classes, they've got another avenue, and they all want to be together. This is going to be spec built for that kind of customer.
Yeah. We also, Adam and Andrew attended a meeting with the local North Shore Park districts to do a pickleball league. So that's in the planning stages, and we hope it's up and running by summer, correct? Or spring?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's going to rotate between different districts.
Different districts.
Be a location for some of the games.
So that'll be nice too, because it's a very social game. People come from all over and play with different communities. So there'll be many different options for the community. But you're right, we'll be able to expand our indoor offerings by doing that.
Great.
It was a month for meetings so far in January. We also met with District 56 regarding the West Park project. As you recall, when we first designed this.
35,
I'm sorry, what did I say? 56. Did I say 56?
Yeah,
that's and not even my daughter's district, so that's even funnier. Why that one's in my mind, I don't even know. So, yeah, 35, sorry about that. Correction? Make correction. That's okay, thanks. If you remember, the original designs was supposed to have a walking track all the way across, and we had to modify it because we weren't allowed to use school district property at all. So we stopped the pathway. But then we went back to them and said, would they would be interested in finishing off that pathway so we would have a circle similar to out here. We would still do all the other projects, the tennis courts, that they would just have to finish off the walkway, which is about 150, correct, Kyle? In the same kind of crushed granite material. So they were very receptive to that, especially because our timeline probably adds to their capital projects timeline. So they'll be bringing that to their board. So that's still to be determined. They have to see if they have the funds, but that's something they're evaluating also. The last thing is that Milton Park, we'll talk about Milton Park at the February committee meeting. We have sent a letter out to the residents in that service area, and so they're already providing feedback via email, but they are welcome to come to the meeting so that we can make a decision on that one also.
I'll say it in honor of Lisa Brooks or Milton.
Well, just wait, you know, it'll be a great discussion. And so that's what's going to take place.
It could be an exciting Milton.
Could be
a reimagined Milton.
So, yes, yeah, so we had a great presentation for that. So, other than that, Bobby, do you, Aaron, John, Kyle, anything else do you want to point out? We are leaving for, I'm leaving tomorrow and Thursday is our annual IAPD conference. Carol is coming down on Friday to attend the luncheon where we'll receive our plaque for distinguished accreditation. So if anybody else still wants to come, we can sign you up that day. So welcome. Any questions?
Did you have the skating event on Monday for Martin Luther King Day,
actually,
or was that canceled?
We actually chose not to offer it on that day anymore. We did it earlier in the season. Bobby could talk to it, because Martin Luther King, historically last 3 years, we've had to cancel it either for too cold or rainy. I'm glad we made that decision, so please.
We had a community skate.
Yeah.
So it's free to anyone who wants to honor Martin Luther King.
But that, did we
We did it a different
time.
That
was just like a regular open
skate?
Open skate, yeah. We wanted to be very simple. We didn't want to be doing any events because traditionally we lost it due to weather. We had to reschedule. But also we just wanted it to be available for anyone who wanted to go skate free of charge. The community was off. It was a holiday.
But so Bobby, we did it the event at a different time, right?
We did it, so yeah, we did Welcome to Winter, which replaced Lots Below Zero, which was okay. So we did it at the beginning to try to boost fundraising sales. So we had good attendance for the first year. It replaced the Friday night skate. We had characters.
Mm-hmm.
I think we saw you on the parking tickets that night.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So are we doing any sort of like bumper cars on ice this year?
No, not at this point. We've done it a lot of years in a row. We find that if you do too many, it kind of eventually starts to decline. So we try to freshen it up every year, be innovative before they start to decline. So we may introduce that again in a couple of years, but other districts have started to do it, and people have done it a lot, so we want to be proactive. And it was a big hit a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I remember the line.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Anything else you wanted to add on the report?
Nope, that's good.
Okay. So next on the agenda, we are moving on to our one and only action item. I entertain a motion to approve Ordinance number 970, providing for the issue of not to exceed $14,700,000 general obligation park bonds, series 2025, for the purpose of paying the costs of those capital projects set forth in the ballot proposition approved by the voters of the district at the November 5th, 2024 general election, providing for the levy of a direct annual tax sufficient to pay the principal and interest on said bonds, and authorizing the sale of said bonds to the purchaser thereof.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? A roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Commissioner Covey?
Yes.
Commissioner Schneider?
Yes.
Commissioner Spector?
Yes.
President Spain?
Yes. Okay, this is a monumentous occasion. Excellent. So from this point, board participation is like this will go. We're going to have a sale February 13th.
John?
The sale will be in early March.
Early March. Okay. Is there something I needed to sign in February, though?
So there's...
You'll need to sign this... document,
yeah,
next month.
The 13th, we will need your signature. It's right before you're going to leave.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I mean, we don't have to go into the details now. I think that's what it was confusing me, was why that date. Were we pricing, and then it closes in March.
It might have been the pricing.
Okay.
We can get back to you.
We get back to me because I need to make sure I'm available.
Yeah, we'll get back to you and make sure, and we'll send you a calendar invite.
Okay.
John, when do you know for sure?
Okay, excellent.
Both of us now.
What?
Both of us or just you? Treasurer? No.
I believe it was just her for that. This particular one, for signing these documents that are going on tonight is both of you, but we'll let you know when we need your signature on those.
Okay. Excellent. Okay. If there's nothing more on the bond issue, and we can follow up later.
Yeah, we'll let you know. We have some calls with her this week, but.
Okay. Anyway, so I know we're moving on to the next item, and Lisa and John and the team had put together some really helpful information on that we had discussed during our last committee meeting. So I thought that what I would do is give you the opportunity to kind of present the new information on the merit increase, and then follow that with discussion if you wanted to go through charts. Or
I don't know if anybody
need to.
I don't think we do unless you have questions.
Okay.
It's pretty self-explanatory, but if anybody has any questions or wants clarification, we're here to answer those.
Okay, just going around the room, I think, Michael, others, do you have any questions for the staff on any of the charts?
I don't have any questions, but I will say thank you for putting it together. It was certainly eye-opening. It's pretty amazing to see like a 50%, 44% increase in revenues over the past few years. I think it's CAGR of like 5.5%, which for any business is great, for any park district is phenomenal. So I know a lot of work goes into expanding our programs, expanding our offerings, and doing it in the right way. So I was pleased to see it. You know, there are some numbers there that are some trends that I think we need to just discuss, but nothing alarming as of now. So I appreciate you guys putting that together and being transparent.
And we will include this information in future years. And if you want any other information, like if you're looking at this going, oh, next year I would like this, while it's fresh in your mind, if you could please just email us now, and then we'll make sure we include it in our memo for next year's discussion.
Now, Lisa, I had sent you a follow-up question, which was regarding the bonus pool, mm-hmm. and it sounds like that has been flat. Would we consider, as part of this discussion, moving it, potentially thinking about increasing the bonus pool at the same percentage of the merit pool so that it grows
I think
each
that's
year?
That's a fabulous idea because it's remained flat. We haven't touched it for years, and I think that would be well worth it. We could, you know, then use bonuses for more staff. It's pretty limited right now.
So I guess maybe we should discuss the merit increase, but maybe we should talk about them together since they're both
sure.
financial items in the budget. Do you think that, okay, just kind of to get us all on the same page, my understanding is that the bonus pool has been flat for, this would be the third year in a row of it being a flat amount?
Yeah, it went up slightly this year from the previous year.
If we started to raise, like let's say we did a 4% increase to the bonus pool and started including that with the salary increase, so they would grow together, that would be a fairly negligible budget impact in your view?
It would be, and I think the impact would be fairly, you know, the same also then. Obviously 4% of, you know, $45,000 right now.
Do you feel like the $45,000 right now is sufficient to provide, or do you think you need a more meaningful increase?
I think it would be more meaningful because right now the bonuses are way able to give, once you take taxes out, out aren't really impactful. You know, if you give a $3,000, they're really only getting $1,500. Seeing that, so it's not as impactful as it could be.
Can you, before we go down there, can you explain to me, when you say the bonus pool has been flat over the past X years, do you mean, because you have 40% more employees, so is the bonus pool flat per person or just flat total?
It's been pretty much a fixed dollar amount, similar to the transfer that we had in the 65, it was just kind of the same number for every year, and that's kind of been one of the bonus pools. So it's been just a fixed dollar amount that's stayed relatively flat.
So is it, and just for the abundance of clarity here, in 2021, you had 37 full-time employees, and you had about 40,000 in bonuses. So let's call it an average of, in argument, $1,100 per employee. In 2024, when you have about 50 full-time staff, and 45,000, you're talking down to 900 per employee. So it's actually gone down in theory on average per employee.
We don't give it to every employee.
I know.
Just so I'm clear, it's not a normal part of their, it's for the work that's above and beyond their normal job, significant increase in program, significant project participation, you know, things like that. Mostly given to full-time staff, occasionally to part-time staff, to be honest, hourly if it's something extraordinary.
Yeah.
But
I just hope that, you know, as you think about it, and I agree with, you know, President Spain, you know, it should not, we need to address the comp in as a whole. Like, I think that's has to be addressed in general, probably at a later time, but we should just be cognizant of the fact that if we want to, or as we address comp, we should address what it means to get that. So I would not want, you know, a good example would be you have these surveys, and your surveys show that you do incredibly well. If Children's Circle satisfaction drops like 7%, still get a bonus? Like,
no, they don't.
But like...
Right, the bonus are given at my discretion based on performance, and not just financial, but in many different ways.
And what I'm asking is there a formula for this, or is it just a... And look, there's nothing wrong with it being more of an art.
Yeah, there's not, because it's not a formula, because it can't just be based on financial, because that would not be fair to Parks Department but even for the Parks Department, it's hard, or special when we do special projects, or filling in, or different things like that. We really can't. There's not a formula per se. It's hard because it's not black and white. But it's decided. The department head makes recommendations. All four of them, and then we discuss, and then we move forward from there.
I think we should consider, not for this year, because there's no point here for this year, but we should think about what it does to build up to. If we're going to invest in the bonus structure, we should invest in the criteria for it. And I'm not saying there's not some art to it. There is art to it. At least there's no doubt.
There's absolutely art, especially we're not a financially driven district. Per se, we're not. It's not all survey driven, because then there's a part of our workforce that never gets a survey, right? So it's.
But for those, but Lisa, I think, and I don't want to go down a rabbit hole like we did last time. I'm not saying to do this. I'm saying we should evaluate it. I'm not saying we're going to. I'm saying we should think about it. I do think you immediately said. When I said, you know, if your Children's Circle survey goes down, right, people are less happy by 7%, you're like, oh, they won't get anything.
Well, that's part of it, but other teams are.
That should be incorporated into it.
I think it's a given.
People know. Well, yeah. I'm not. I think it's for a discussion later on, but I think we have to be cognizant of. I do not mind giving the right and proper wages to the right and proper people. I just think it has to be, and for the Parks Department, it doesn't have to be survey related. It could be something else, like
yeah.
So that's always been.
I think too. I mean, I would like to kind of table that part for now, because I think the staff has the right to give out the bonus. But we aren't like a company where we're trying to generate additional profits for shareholders. We're like a public benefit. But I see your point, Michael. But kind of for the sake of driving the decision today,
yep.
I'd like to throw out there to see if we have consensus on the 4% increase as proposed, given that at least for the next fiscal year, it looks sustainable. And an increase of, it's 45 for the bonus pool to 50,000, and then in the future discuss tying it to you know, an increase that matches the merit pool if we are able to afford it. So,
great.
I know, Bart, you were for the 4% increase in the merit last time. Have your views on that changed, and what do you think about the bonus pool?
I like the idea of the bonus pool. I like the 4%. And Lisa and staff would know if you over time boost the bonus, somehow does the mix of bonus and increase in salary, how can you reduce some of the attrition related to underpayment? Do people, I assume they value one more than the other. It kind of gives you more of a mix to.
Yeah, it depends where they are on the salary scale, to be honest with you. Yeah.
So, no, I like both of the proposals.
Stephanie, where are you?
I'm still, my opinion hasn't changed. The graph on the program revenue versus payroll is really still where I'm at. You know, our program revenue versus our salary and wage like hasn't gone up as much, but our total operating is still way up. So I still lie with the under 4% isn't a terrible thing. Can't keep giving this every year. And I think that's why the village is more, you know, like 3.5. that's where I'm at still. So my opinion hasn't changed.
Okay,
I'm fine with the bonus pool.
At being raised to 50?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Stephanie. Jordan, what do you think?
I'm in favor at all. I'm good with 4%. I agree we can't keep doing it, but I mean, results are results. You're seeing results. I mean, have the fiscal ability, I don't see why not.
Michael? Okay. I think we have the consensus, and I just want to say again, Stephanie, I think you have a good point. I think, in my opinion, the graphs show that we can continue, we can afford it. It's not, but clearly the numbers are coming down in terms of the overall, you know, levy capacity. We've been able to offset that with other revenues, but I think given where we are now and the other salaries at other park districts, while it's likely that we won't be able to continue at a 4% rate, I think we're okay with it this year. I'd like to continue to see this sort of information going forward to make sure we are being sustainable, so I really appreciate that. And yes, thanks again for putting this together, and I do think it was worth having the discussion, particularly given that this economy has been abnormal. And so it was really hard for the board to understand what normal is and understand the nuances of a park district versus what we're seeing in the private sector, which is perhaps there's more, the employer has more of the upper hand than in the public sector. So thank you again for your time.
Just one note, Commissioner Colby did, when we were talking on the phone about the information we sent, he suggested that, and this is a great idea, doing maybe a task force for compensation. So as we go into the our salary survey, which will be very complex, maybe take, you know, two people from the personnel committee and review with staff too to see if we get, so we can get any information that you may need for that salary surface, and then in future years, this discussion might not be a bad idea. So that's something to think about if you'd like to appoint two people to be on that. We'd welcome that, because then we get the information sooner that the board would need. And that would be the responsibility of those two board members then call other board members to say, okay, what other information do you need from the staff?
Because I think we're still trying to figure out what normal is.
So yeah, exactly. I think it's not a bad idea. And the salary survey is going to be a big discussion. So we want to get the information that the board needs ahead of time before we have the board meeting. So I love that idea. So
I think Stephanie can also attest, as the longest running board member, every year we say this is not a normal year. And since I'm on the board, it's always a challenging conversation. So I actually want to be quiet, and I appreciate, you know, you're respecting the concept. Is, I think, bringing us in a little bit earlier and having those people who are on this task force or committee sort of be a liaison between the board and the staff is probably a very helpful thing and insightful, right? But I'm really appreciative of the information you put together. It shed a light on things. And look, there's some things that are really good in here. As I look at your attrition, 21, 22, if you combine those years in 23, 24, your attrition is flat. Now the reason behind it is not, but like you're not seeing more people walk away. We're seeing an investment in our programs. We're seeing sort of the growing pains of going from a small company to a mid-sized one, having our own HR, having more facilities, people having to focus on different programming. So I think we're in a good spot. Just want to make sure it's sustainable.
Okay, I think the message has been been received.
So from this point on, it just goes into the budget, and we go from there. So
and John, I know you had planned on presenting the budget at the next meeting, but you're going to do it at the board meeting. So thank you for being flexible.
Yeah, for sure. And we're still hopeful that potentially have something by the meeting. We're working on kind of see how it can shape up over the next week or so. A few changes based on the discussion tonight. We'll work on that budget document as soon as possible.
Okay. Yeah, we really appreciate that. Okay, so the next item on the agenda is executive session. So the I need to read this and move us forward, I believe, to before you could leave. The board will now enter into closed session at 7:35 p.m. where no action will be taken. I entertain a motion that pursuant to Section 5 ILCS 120/2 of the Open Meetings Act, the board will enter a closed session to discuss personnel as mandated by Section 2.065 ILCS 120/2C1. Yep. Those present during executive session will include all commissioners.
Is that all you want?
So moved.
So moved?
Second.
All right. Lisa, please note the time and do a roll call vote.
Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Commissioner Covey?
Yes.
Commissioner Schneider?
Yes.
Commissioner Spector?
Yes.
President Spain?
Yes. Okay.